Blog Talk Radio.
Because you never know what life is gonna take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now, looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached the fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. Authentic in everything I do. My past don't dictate who I am. I do, yeah. Had I been through some painful things, I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making room for my joy. I do to be the best that I can be.
I do
to be authentic in everything.
I
rip with meniscus or pictures conflicted when you spit it, your shit is fictitious. They psychologically lynching the poverty stricken, afflicted by monopoly systems and lottery tickets, but nobody could mention it. It's everybody busy gripping the smith and no switch it, the six or the blickers, the clips with the biscuits. Whatever the term, niggas be kicking, never live it when they spitting, so they get hit with the quickness. The game treacherous, leaving the fake separate. One of them real spitters, I'm keeping the wave prevalent. They lame selling it, talking about cane peddling. They faker than the bezel that's placed in they chain crevices. Blue and white circle the block with the same prejudice. So once you gain leverage, try to remain relevant. You lower class men that's trying to chase Leatherman. Make the president to be stalking to take precedence.
Yeah. And the raindrops fall.
Good morning.
Yeah. more.
Word up, who wanna get with this? Me and my constituents, but we'll remain inquisitive till we get in them Benjamin. So until we get in this, consider this condition and vigorous with the penmanship, no dismissing this lyricist. One of the few niggas doing it with conviction, and what I'm spitting should be encrypted inside of the scriptures or amongst the hieroglyphs. I'll be drifting the higher wisdom. Niggas giving you water, I'm giving you nitroglycerin. They say the realists never be climbing the station. Your poetry compromised when you go and sign to the majors. Been designed by the maker to coincide with the greatest. Moving so independently, I'm aligned with the paper. So to them people that's skeptical of my dedication, I plan to reach you. I'm digging deeper than excavations. Unique artists, we let it speak with an exclamation. We never sleeping, we eating in the midst of deprivation.
Living in the world no different from myself.
We gon' help y'all see clear.
Open up your third eye.
Watch out! Watch out for jack snakes and decoys. The streets keep the T-noise.
You realize what you think.
Every day I skate for sakes, giving sakes.
As long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my people. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my people.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace and Black Power, and welcome to another episode of Knowledge Radio, a place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Brought Alive. We're here on our Self-Empowerment Tuesday for our Talk Black New Tuesday episode with the amazingly talented and creative mind of our sister, Yvonne Unique, is in the building. So welcome to the Yvonne Unique Show. That phone number to call us in is 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions, with your comments. This is an amazing mind right here, and we want to take full advantage of all of these jewels, all of this jewelry she's going to drop on us today. So we're about to get busy. About to get busy, busy, busy. So again, that phone number to call is 929-477-1755. If you've got questions, if you got comments, if you've got shout-outs, if you've got some testimonials, whatever you got, call it right now, 929-477-1755. Show our sister some love. So without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce 7% to others, the owner, the CEO, the sensation that is rocking the nation right now, Royal Manifestations CEO, Yvonne Unique, is in the building.
Okay, that was a lovely introduction.
Okay.
That was a lovely introduction. Good Lord.
I got it off your website.
Thank you for having me.
I got it off your website.
Yeah, okay.
This is how I got to introduce my sis right here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, all right. I was giving you credit, you know?
Yeah. They read that far into the website. I got it on one of them side pages. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Get a chance to see it. So I can still act like it was mine. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know?
There you go. You rocking. You are rocking. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show today.
I'm excited. I had to give you some of that Be More, you know what I'm saying? Some of that Be More love right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. And wait a minute, was that Ill that you played before I came in?
Yeah. That's Ill Conscious. Yeah,
yes,
shout out to the guy, Ill Conscious, man. Came through.
Yes.
Putting on for Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? Tubman City. So, yeah,
yes.
You know, I had my brother on the show, man. Him and Dirk Platoon came through, showed me some love on the humbug. So, got mad love for Baltimore.
Well, thank you. That actually kind of put me at ease a little bit. You know, flip my city real quick.
Yeah. All right, so we're about to get into the Yvonne Unique story, because it's a unique story.
Right.
Hence the name Yvonne Unique up in here. You understand what I'm saying? So We're going to start with an introduction, so you can take as little or as long as you like to introduce yourself, and we can get into it.
Okay, so I've already been introduced. My name is Yvonne Unique. My business is Royal Manifestations, LLC. Where do I even start? I've been a self-taught natural hairstylist for about 17 years. I feel like it's a trait, or like it was a trade that was passed down. My grandmother, God rest her soul, actually, she has been a cosmetologist for years, and I guess just picking up little things from her. And then on my other side of the family, we have a lot of cosmetologists as well. So it was just, you know, bound to be something that I picked up along the way. That's pretty much the backstory to Royal Manifestations. I started doing natural hair, like I said, about 17 years ago. And as I was doing natural hair, it's like, all right, so I'm using these chemical-based products on these natural heads, which doesn't add up. So I started, you know, messing with different oils and base oils and butters like shea butter and stuff. I want to say maybe about 5 years ago. And it kind of sparked like major interest in making my own hair products. So after, you know, making my hair products for just my specific clients that I had, I was like, you know, I might as well just broaden it because it works well. You know, it's not, there's no additives in it. It is strictly from the earth. And I feel like that's what, if you have natural hair, you should be putting something natural on it to feed it. That's just like, you know, us eating plastic. It doesn't work. So if you're going to feed your body and, you know, what you eat on the inside can also be used on the outside. So I took that and kind of ran with it, thus started making the products. The name actually didn't come up until about 2 years ago. I actually switched business names like four times before I got to this one. But I feel like anything that I think of that I can visualize in my own mind, I can do. Thus, Royal Manifestations, because I have the ability to manifest it, not just for myself, but also for my clientele. So somebody comes to me, hey, I want to do such and such with my hair, or I want to do this with my body, or I want my skin to look like this. I have the ability to manifest that for you, and you also have the ability to manifest it by using the products that I have. So that kind of wraps that part up. I have, like, multiple parts of the business that I've been dipping and dabbing in, but I want to say the base of my business is my jewelry and hair.
All right. Don't be trying to give them the whole story in the intro. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Introducing the business is kind of hard because it's so much.
Yeah, we're going to get into all of the little intricacies. The people going to walk away fulfilled. Their business mind going to be fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, well, you know, fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, okay. You know, she's got hella things going on over there. You understand? And that's just what I thought when I heard the show, it was just going to be, you know, one thing. You know, no, it's a myriad of things over here going on. You understand?
Yes,
so,
the word. Yes,
yeah,
the myriad.
Yeah. It's the myriad period over here. Period.
Okay, all of that.
Snap. So let's talk spiritual journey. I'll be nosy like that. I really, really want to see what motivates people besides their motivation. You see what I'm saying? Like a spiritual aspect is very, very, very something that I hold sacred. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, Can we talk your spiritual journey? How did we get Yvonne Unique today? You know.
Oh, okay. So it's funny because talking about a spiritual journey has always been like kind of, I don't want to say taboo. It's been interesting. So I'm just going to be 100% real, okay? Spiritual-wise, growing up, I was Christian, taught as Christian, went to church. We were in church avidly, Bible studies, Bible talks, midweeks. But I want to say in my teenage years, I had a lot of questions, and there were so many questions that were not able to be answered. So in my own search, I want to say through late teens into my 20s, I decided that I'm not Christian anymore. I don't know how much of it I believe in. And that's not to say anything against anybody else. I don't know how much I believe because it's been tampered with way too much. It's too many, I want to say voices, it's too many people's hands on it. It's been passed down. I don't know what to believe. I can't say that I follow Christianity to the T, so I'm not going to call myself a Christian. So I decided to start, searching for what speaks to me and find my own walk with God or my own walk with the divine or, the Almighty, whatever anybody wants to call him. I know that, that there is a divine, because it's no way that I would have made it this far in life. But what made me today is meditation, finding the God within myself and within nature. I can't even say that there's something specific that I follow because it's not. It's just what feeds my soul, to be honest. And I guess, going through so much in life, it just watching the journeys and stuff like that. I can't even answer that question and give you a specific because I feel like, to an extent, we're all gods. So that's what fuels me to be just that. I don't know. Did I answer your question? I don't think I answered it, but I answered it to the best of my ability.
So where are you at currently? So is there, you there right there and tuned with the God force within? That's a beautiful thing. You see what I'm saying? So is there a particular aspect or particular science that you deal with? No.
No. I don't. That's what I was saying. I don't practice anything specific. I'm into meditation a lot. I mean, I don't have anything specific. Are you saying, is there something that I follow, African spiritualism or, what I'm saying? Is that what you're asking me?
Well, I wasn't trying to jury tamper, I wasn't trying to force you into a box. I just was trying to hear the story. That's all, I ain't good.
I really did look into a bunch of different religions beforehand. I looked into the Nation of Islam. I looked into voodoo for a while. It was very intriguing to me. I did look into Rastafarianism, but I just didn't, none of them fit who I was or who I wanted to be at the moment. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't feel right in my spirit to just go ahead and stick myself in a religion.
Mm.
I think I'm probably all of them mashed together. But
right.
I can't just say that it's just one thing that fuels me. It's literally just, you know, getting in touch and in tune with the God in myself and, you know, my ancestors.
Definitely. Right. That's like the best news I could hear. You know? That's like the best news I could hear. When people say, I'm in tune with my ancestors, I'll be like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you an air high five, like, bam. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Because they do not play.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, ain't nobody going to love you like them, you know?
Not
ain't
at all.
Gonna
be like them.
Ain't nobody going to correct you like them. Like, go give me that switch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, like, it was, you know, I guess when you growing up, you don't understand that, you know, it's not just your parents looking at you. It's not just your grandparents looking at you. Your ancestors is about to kick you right in your tail because nobody else saw you at that moment that you did that stupid stuff. But right mm-hmm. now, you're about to get beat up because your ancestors are always there. always there. And now that I understand it and I do something stupid and it's like something just happens out of nowhere, I'm like, all right, y'all, you right. I'm sorry. Like, you are absolutely right. Goodness. They do not play.
Right. Well, that's what it is. I enjoy, you know, I tell you I'm nosy, so that little bit, you know, of the spiritual journey, the transformation, all of that story is important. You see what I'm saying? Because each aspect along the way is preparation for whatever your life journey is, like your life lesson or what you're here to bring. You know, what you hear to manifest royally over here. You know what I'm saying? My bad. We royally manifesting over here. You understand what I'm saying? And the great part about it is, you know, it's by design. You know, so, you know, we look at things like it's haphazard sometimes, but we understand, you know, the true essence of intelligent design. You know what I mean? So this is how we're working over here. So I appreciate that. Now, let's get into this business umbrella, because you got like a super-duper conductor umbrella with all kinds of arms coming out the joint. It's like, okay, we doing this. Oh, we could do that, too. This. Yeah, I see you in the back. I got you. You understand what I'm saying? So let's get into, you know, the stories behind the stories of the business. You know, you touched on it initially at the beginning. You see what I'm saying? What was it? What was the catalyst for you to say, I'm going into business for myself? Like, he's like, nah, I'm good. Microsoft, I'm good. I don't need y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of these Fortune companies, anything like that. Because this is many of our aspirations. You see what I'm saying? When you start looking at making it and all that, and being successful, it's under someone else's model or someone else's control. So, you know, what was, you know, the driving force in you, and what were some of the lessons that you learned that you could share with some of our family that's listening? That's like, you know, I always wanted to do, but something always stopped me, or you understand what I'm saying? You know, the mind frame, the cycling you go through. So can we get some of that info right there?
Yes. Okay. So, I have never aspired to work for another company. I don't think that has ever been my aspiration to begin with. Like, even as a child, I wanted to own my own day spa. That has always been like a major dream of mine. Working for other people, I did it because I had to pay my bills. Like, you know, moving out the house when you're 17 years old, you ain't got a choice, you know, like paying some bills, you know. So I started working for other companies and stuff like that. But throughout the whole time, I have always leaned on you know, doing hair. I always had clients here and there that I was doing hair for. So the question that you asked, like, what made me actually get out there and start doing it or get my business situated to the point where I can run it as a business, I kind of went through, well, I was getting myself ready to go through a potential life change. I don't know if I technically want to get all the way into that life change because it didn't happen.
Yeah, you ain't got to. Yeah, you ain't got to. You good. Yeah.
But it was something that was literally going to drastically change my life, and it was like, what have you done for yourself that will be a legacy for you? You haven't done anything but work hard for these other companies, and, you know, you're tired. Why not be tired putting in work for yourself?
Mm.
So, you know, I buckled down and I paid for the business name and, you know, started putting up flyers. And when I first put the business name out there, it was strictly just for styling of the hair. It wasn't so much for the hair products or for the jewelry or anything like that at the moment. That was something that came later. So I started it just, you know, off the limb because I didn't want to, you know, whenever I decided to have children or, you know, I didn't want to leave nothing behind because you can't leave a job behind for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're working for a Fortune 500 company, I can't put my child in my position.
Right.
And, you know, so I wanted to have something to leave behind for my family and for my loved ones, something that I could build and sustain wealth for my family and for my loved ones. And that was what fueled it for me to just step out on faith and do it. I mean, that truly, honestly, was about it. Once I got that business name out there, I feel like I pushed it 10 times harder than I had, you know, before I had the business name. But it's been a slow process. I am going to say that I was discouraged at a lot of points. I actually did feel the same way, like you just said, when you step out there and you're like, like everything just keeps popping up and it's not allowing me to pay this for this and it's not allowing me to do this for that and I don't have enough time in the day. And at the end of the day, those are all excuses because you make time for what is important to you and you have money for what is important to you. So, you know, I just had to stop making excuses and do it. That's it. Like, there's no, like, science to it. You just have to do it like Nike. Just do it.
All right. So you got, you know, some things that are going on. I really wanted you to, you know, kind of give these folks some advice a little bit. We could do that now. We could do that later. You see what I'm saying? Because I want to get into some of the intricacies of, you know, this business umbrella that you have. But I just wanted, you know, to be able to leave them with some motivation / you know, advice. You know, if they want real consultation, they're going to have to call you and pay you some money. You understand what I'm saying? They have to call you and pay you some money. They're going to have to buy the books. They're going to have to come to the seminars. They're going to have to look at the web series and all that for the other game. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
my.
For here, as far as these things go, because come on now, you got the bomb name. You got Yvonne Unique. You got Royal Manifestations. And, you know, everybody think they royal. So they're going to be like, yeah, I think I could do this royally. You understand what I'm saying? I just need to know how to get started, you know? So we got this how to royally manifest for dummies. You understand what I'm saying?
So,
bam.
How to royally manifest for dummies. Okay.
Right.
All I can tell you, to be honest, is how I did it because I feel like experience is you know, my experience, it may be different for other people. The way that I went about it, once I got to that point, you know, of that life change, and I was like, man, I have to do something. It was like I had to do it right then and there. To be honest, I skipped a specific bill that I was supposed to pay because, I mean, bills come every month. So I'm going to pay this bill double time next month, but I need to pay for this now. You know, I have to pay for this now because if I don't do it now, I'm not going to do it. Or it's going to take me forever to do it. Like I said, as far as picking your name, these things have to come from what feeds your soul. If you're going to do a business, don't just do it because you just want the money. Because money comes and goes, you know? Money comes and goes. But if it's something that you love doing, you're invested in it, and you're passionate about it, then make it happen. Because that's something that you're going to continually want to do. That's something that you're going to love doing, and it's not going to feel like work. You may be, you know, struggling a little bit, but it's not going to feel like work because you're so passionate about it. You're going to want to keep investing your time, investing your money in it so that you can invest to pull in those clients. So, I mean, the way that I started it out, like I said, I paid for the business name. I also found inexpensive ways to make my own flyers, or, you know, I solicited a few people to see how much they were. You have to budget, especially when you're starting a business on your own and you don't have anybody to invest in you. If you're working a 40-hour plus a week job already, you're going to have to make sure that you schedule time for that specific business. Not just schedule time, but you're going to have to make sure that you schedule a certain amount of money that you can take out of that paycheck per paycheck so that you can feed into your business. Because if you don't, you're going to get to a point where you're going to be completely tapped out, and then you're trying to figure out how you're going to do the next thing. I mean, it's a process. You have to make a plan, you know. There has to be some form of plan and some form of goals that you have for the specific business in order for you to actually make it happen, or else it's just going to stay stagnant. I did write down my goals when I first started, of what I wanted and how I wanted it. I did also do monthly goals. I think one of the things that needs to also be done is weekly goals, which is something that I myself struggle with because there's so much going on all at once. But the main keys are investing in yourself and doing something, or having a business and something that you are passionate about. Because if you can't do either of those, it's not gonna last.
I heard chapter one of the book already. You see what I'm saying? Chapter one is already written right there. That's chapter one and two. Royal Manifestations for Dummies, coming soon to a bookstore or an ebook near you. You hear me? Man.
Don't give me another idea so I can watch
it. That is a great idea. I'm glad you thought of it and you shared it here on the show. You know what I'm telling y'all. Whew. That's how we be manifesting over here. Period. My bad. I saw the video with this little girl with this mama. She came to school about her daughter. She did not play about her daughter, boy. She came to that school and was like, hey, y'all leave my daughter alone. If you're over 18, we can get busy. She said, your aunts, your aunties, your mama, any girl in your family over 18, bring them. You know what I'm saying? I was like, woo, I was like, man.
Lord.
In front of the class. You know what I'm saying? I was like, gee, this one is not playing. She said, I'm a real one.
She wasn't playing. She said, you know, mama bears don't play by the kids.
Whoo, she said that so, she was so serious. And her daughter was taping it from her phone. I said, taping it. I'm old as hell. She was taking the video.
Don't feel bad. Me too, because I say that all the time.
She was making a video from her phone, and she was just like, period. Period. I was like, okay, go ahead. Get hype for your mama up in there. I was like, yeah, that was dope. So I didn't know it was a thing. Somehow, I don't know. I'm the last one to the party with the new vernacular. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think you are. I think that would be me, because I still, I don't know. I'm just really old at heart, so you might hear something your grandmama would say come out. Other than that.
So you started off doing hair, and then you made these amazing hair care and skin products from juices and berries and, you know, sugar and spice and everything nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was that transition like? You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you go from, like, you know, girl, I'm gonna get your kitchen right to put this on your kitchen. Oh, to put this on your kitchen and your skin. You know, how did that go? How did that work out?
So, like I said, with the whole thing, I guess through my own journey, I transitioned from having relaxed hair to natural hair also. So I understand how the process is, and I understand how it's hard to find products that will work for everybody's hair, you know. And it's a lot of products out here that will dry your hair out, and et cetera. So it bothered me a lot, especially with a lot of the clients. Like, you can have scalp conditions and things like that, and some of those products will burn their scalp. So I was like, listen, you know, let me just start looking this up, because I have always been a DIY type of person, like a do-it-yourself type of person. So I'm like, I'm spending all of this money on these products to put in people's hair, to mess these people's scalps up and hair up. Let me just figure out how I can make my own hair products at home. So I started researching different oils and different butters. The first oil or two oils that I always knew that were really good for your hair were olive oil and coconut oil. So I literally started with just mixing those two together and started using that alone at first. And then it's like, you know, it doesn't have a fragrance. Some people want a specific smell in their hair. And I know that fragrance oils, you don't really know what are in some of the fragrance oils. So I was like, well, there's these things called essential oils, and they're straight from herbs and, you know, wines of fruit and fruit extracts and all this other stuff. So let me see what all of these do. So I started off researching everything on my own, which sparked even more interest. So I wound up going to school for it. And it just watching how it changes people's hair, not just other people's, but my own and then my spouse's hair, you know, that's what made me just decide to do it, you know, from a full scale. Because I know that there are a lot of, you know, natural hair care products that are on the shelves, quote unquote natural hair care products on the shelves. But even those natural hair care products have certain chemicals in it to preserve them, and mine do not. So, I chose to decide to put it out there even more, because I don't want people putting chemicals in their bodies. We breathe it in too much already. You know, it's coming in the water, it's in the air, it's in the food. Like, I'm not going to add to that. So that's what made me transition from, you know, doing it with other products to just the hair products to hair and skin products to make it a full spectrum. You still there? Am I still there?
I'm listening to the story over here. I know we live in this society where people just be waiting to talk. They be like, oh, okay, you said that. Yeah, all right. You know, it's interpersonal over here. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm dissecting. You know what I'm saying? And another idea be coming from you. You understand? When I hear you talk, you know, I hear more ideas in what you're saying. Like, more ideas, you know? More ways to expand this umbrella. I don't want it to be able to fit in one room. You know what I'm saying? Gonna need a house for ideas, umbrellas by itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know, I'm listening to these intricacies. They are very, very important to me, you know, and for the people that listen, you know, I have listeners, you know, but for the people who listen to say, okay, what is this process like? You know, we have algebraic minds. This is how we can computate all these computations. So this is how we can work equations out from one side to the other. Going through this mathematical process, you can see it. You're like, okay, boom. Okay, so now I'm establishing my target audience. Okay, these are the products and the services I want to provide. So in that process of filling a need, because a need is there, this is how this exists. You see what I'm saying? So you're providing, you're solving a problem in the society. You see what I'm saying? Because you're dealing with people that want to transition from one way of looking to another way of looking, and they need help. And then it's like, oh, okay, you go out, you do your research, you look around, and you ask Siri, you ask Google, and say, okay, where can I find these natural hair care products? And then you get these products, and these products don't jive well with your physiology. So you're like, damn, what am I just supposed to put on my hair, dirt? You understand what I'm saying? So now you're looking out there, you know, for answers, and boom, lo and behold, you have somebody that can fulfill this particular need right here. So, you know, this goes to word of mouth. This goes to, you know, proper marketing campaigns to ensure that you're out here in different places and spaces, people. So people that come in contact that want to make this transition, somebody has already did the heavy lifting in that industry. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, this hair care industry is what? A billion, trillion-dollar industry, trillion-dollar industry. And none of those resources are fueling and funding and fortifying our families. You see what I'm saying? They're taking away resources from our families. But this is a dynamic that is sacred. This is as close as you could get to your spirit. You understand what I'm saying? This is what your ancestors are connecting with. This is what those forces of nature are coming in contact with first. You see? So this is how important your hair is. You see what I'm saying? So all of these things are, you know, very, very critical when you look at it. And, you know, just like your body needs maintenance, your hair needs maintenance. All these things kind of intertwine and come together. So I'm just listening for all of these things that you're saying, because I'm really taking them in a way where I can receive them, and, you know, going from each transition to each transition. You see what I'm saying? So it's a thing about confidence. It's a thing about love. It's a thing about compassion and care. When you feel a certain kind of way, when you look in the mirror at yourself.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm over here writing my notes down. You know?
Okay.
Because I'm a dummy, so I need to get this royal manifestation down for dummies. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to get it before the book come out. You see what I'm saying? So I'm getting my manifestation on, you know, behind the scenes.
Preview notes.
Preview notes. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. All right, now we got the handmade jewelry and waist beads. So not only are you going to get your fro right and your skin right, we're going to give you some jewelry to properly adorn so the outward world can see how you identify yourself. You see what I'm saying? Look at all this royalty right here. It's all of these phases going boom, boom, boom. So how do you get started with the jewelry and the waist beads and boom, boom, boom?
Yes. So the jewelry, to be honest, I think I saw a piece of jewelry that somebody had. It was like a ring or something that somebody had on. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, that's beautiful. And I literally, you know, after that, I was like, that's interesting. Like, maybe, you know, I used to love beading a lot as a child. And I got, you know, you get away from stuff because life takes you. So I just sat down one day and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to try this because I buy, and when I tell you I bought a lot of jewelry, like every outfit had to have a specific set of jewelry for a very long period of time. So, and then on top of that, I would buy it, and because it didn't really mean much to me, I would lose it. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe if I make my own stuff, maybe I'll keep track of what I have. So, you know, I started doing the beading first, bracelets, necklaces, earrings. And then I started messing with the copper wire, the silver wire, the gold wire, just to see what I could create. It's all, everything that I do is a form of art to me, which is also a form of meditation to me. And I think because of the passion that I have for art, period, whatever I put out makes somebody else happy. So with the jewelry, you know, just seeing how other people were looking like, oh, my gosh, that's so nice. Do you sell it? Do you sell it? And people kept asking me if I was selling it, and I wasn't. So eventually it was like, all right, well, I'm just going to start making pieces to sell. And then, you know, my other half would actually wear a lot of the jewelry. A lot of the jewelry that I make, she's like a walking billboard. So, you know, people will ask her. And then I was like, all right, well, I'll just take that and run with it. As far as the waist beads, I think that was another part of my own spiritual and emotional journey. I started wearing waist beads sort of to track weight loss at first. And then I realized how they made me feel, and also looking, you know, at some of the meanings of the different colors and things that I wear on my waist beads, spiritual meanings. So, you know, after making my own, I'm like, it's a lot of women that I feel like I can help through healing processes. Once I start making these waist beads, that's the same thing with my jewelry. When I use raw stones or, you know, fossils or wood, I feel like it. They all have spiritual meaning to them. Wood is grounding. It connects you to the earth, I feel. And some people need to be grounded because their head is too far up in the sky sometimes that they don't come down. You know, these are the reasons why I started, you know, making jewelry and stuff, because it all has, it's all art, and then it's all spiritual. I make pieces that I can just sell, and then I also do customized pieces, especially with the waist beads. I have a few sisters who contact me, and they want healing waist beads to heal from traumas or, you know, just things that they have going on within them to help build them, you know, build confidence and things like that, because sometimes we lose our way, we lose confidence because of things that have happened to us in the past, and you just need that reminder, and jewelry sometimes can be that. So, yeah, as far as the jewelry itself, I started making it because it was another form of art, and it was just beautiful, and it was really, really awesome, you know, the process of making them and then the process of seeing somebody else in them. But the waist beads were definitely healing. That was all. The underline of the waist beads is healing. I do have some people who just get them for, you know, the look of them because it's a fad, but the passion behind it is to heal.
Dang, did y'all hear that other book? Y'all heard that other book right there? I heard two books. I heard, you know, hair and skincare products, natural hair and skincare products for dummies. And then I heard handmade jewelry and waist beads for dummies. Look at that. This is magnificent over here. You understand what I'm saying? Bear witness to the greatness that is Royal Manifestations LLC CEO Yvonne Unique. You know what I'm saying? AKA True Neek. You see what I'm saying?
Wow. You just gave me a whole new name. I know that's right. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? True Neek is in the building today. You understand? So yeah. So now we got the natural hairstyle. We got the hair and the skincare product line. We got the handmade jewelry and the waist beads. So on top of all of this mental, physical, emotional, and psychological adornment transformation process that you provide, this transformative experience that you provide, you got some Kung Fu style, Kung Fu style vegan catering skills. So now I need to know something about that. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm still a chicken head. You understand what I'm saying? I'm still a chicken head, you know. I'll be like, bawk, bawk, chicken, bawk, bawk, chicken heat. You understand what I'm saying? So I need to know how to transition from the chicken to the chicken. What is the chicken? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, give us some vegan catering tips and stories and how you got started being like a samurai kung fu vegan chef catering.
Listen, so I catered, to be honest, I've catered other things like meat products and stuff like that. I've always been, not to toot my own horn, but I've always been a great cook. I'm always the one family members asked to make holiday dinners and stuff like that. So, or for other parties and outside parties and things like that, I've always catered for. So it's not, that part of my life is not new. It's just the vegan part of it is new. I actually personally am not vegan. I'm pescatarian, so I do not eat meat, but I will dip and dab every now and then with some seafood. My other half is vegan, and I have definitely seen how hard it is to find good, flavorful vegan food. And also, it's very hard. It's a very hard transition when you come from eating meat. Just like you said, chicken was one of her hardest things to back off of. So, just finding different substitutes and how to make certain meals emulate when we were eating meat was definitely a process. So I hate to say test dummy, but she's like the tester, so to say, for everything that's made. Because if she won't eat it, nobody's going to eat it. And she's really picky. So if she loves it, I know it's going to go well. I really at first didn't want to do vegan catering. Because sometimes it can be a hassle, and there were a few business ventures that I had that did not go very well, and it put a bad taste in my mouth. But I have people that kept asking over and over again, can you do this, can you do that? So I kind of got pushed into it. As far as eating more healthy, that is all, it's all a part of the journey, like, trying to figure out how to make your outer healthy. Yeah, we can be spiritual on the inside, but if we sit in there chomping on McDonald's and continuing to eat, horribly horrible food, we're going to also feel that way eventually all over. You got to be balanced on every end. So the vegan catering came about because of my wife. And because after, you know, cooking the food and everything and getting into it even further for her, knowing that it tastes good, and I grew up on meat. Like, I was a meathead. You give me a steak, I'm good. You give me some ribs, I'm good. You give me some lamb, which was one of the main things that I craved, even, I want to say, even down to maybe a couple of months ago. But, you know, finding ways to make these meals to not miss that, I think, you know, it's definitely been an awesome journey. It changes your taste buds. And I think transitioning from eating chicken or, you know, eating meat, period, you have to realize that nothing is ever going to take the complete place of that. You have to understand that this is about a transition. It's about changing your taste buds. And you may find something that is going to be sort of similar, but it's never going to be exactly what meat is because you are not eating meat. And if you're going to do the transition, you have to be okay with that. A lot of the vegan meat products that are out are very soy-based, and I try not to do a lot of soy because eating excessive amounts of soy can mess up your just your body systems overall, especially your hormones. So I don't use a lot of soy in my catering products, and I wouldn't advise anybody to eat a lot of soy at all if you're going to transition. I mean, it's like the easiest thing to pick up and go and, you know, walk in the store and just buy the frozen food, but you got to feed yourself something that literally grew out of the earth, not something that somebody else processed before it got to you. So I would definitely say main thing to always keep in mind is to use the outside of the grocery store, like the outer sections of the grocery store. Don't go in the middle sections and in the frozen section if you can avoid it, because that's where you're going to get all the processed foods. If you're using fresh vegetables and, you know, fresh fruits and things like that, then you won't have any problems. But the soy-based products and those products that have a bunch of preservatives and excessive amounts of sodium, they're not good for you at all. So those were my jewels, and those were the reasons why I started the catering. Get a little couple of jewels, just a little bit.
I'm saying, look at this vegan jewelry right here. You know,
just a little vegan jewelry.
Vegan jewelry. You know.
No, but yeah, it's vegan catering doesn't just have to be for vegans. It can be for people who want to try new things. You know, sometimes a transition is not doing it all at once. It means that you don't have to cut things cold turkey, but having, you know, one or two or maybe three vegan meals a week and then starting to wean yourself off, that helps a lot of people also.
Mm.
Yeah. It's all about changing your taste buds.
Then I hear this other book, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do the forward in this book, though, right here. You know what I'm saying? You know, from a chicken head to a vegan. You know what I'm saying? The journey. From a chicken head to a vegan. To vegan. You know what I'm saying? From chicken head to vegan, set tripping. You know what I'm saying? Team chicken all day. You know?
Okay.
From a reformed chicken head.
Yeah. A reformed chicken head. Wow. Goodness. A reformed chicken head.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, you definitely got a lot going on over here. You see what I'm saying? So I was glad that we was able to, you know, highlight and give the people some serious game over here. You see what I'm saying? So they got some serious jewelry. You know what I'm saying? Not just waist beads and stuff. You see what I'm saying? They got jewel-ish.
Yes. Yes.
They got jewel-ish. You know what I mean? So yeah, if you got any other aspects or things you want to talk about right now, like what's next, what's coming up for you, what's on your horizon, what kind of other ideas besides the ones that you can share with us about these books and, you know, speaking tours and, you know, workshops that you're putting together. You see what I'm saying? You know, what can you share with us? What can you share with us? What's the summer looking
so,
like?
This month, I will be co-hosting an event with another sister from Baltimore. We're doing a Pay for My Sister event where I will be providing the catering and selling my jewelry and products. It's definitely for the sisters. It's a pampering event where my sister Arlene, she does Mary Kay, so she has some makeup and cleansers and stuff like that she wants to, you know, show the girls and also do facials and hand pampering. I will be leading, opening it with meditation, about a 10-minute meditation, and then feeding everybody the vegan catering. And then we also have another sister by the name of Maureen who will be doing chair massages. And there will be a few other women entrepreneurs that will be there selling their products as well, or their, you know, whatever services that they have as well. I have one in the back of my mind that I'm actually planning as we speak for July also, called Sisterhood Sexuality and Sangria. I feel like it's a lot of taboo when it comes to sexuality, especially Black women. I don't understand the fear around talking about sexuality or just sex, period. So I kind of want to, you know, have a small event where sisters can feel free to ask questions and talk and, you know, sip some sangria and have some vegan food and do some different activities with one another just to, you know, make connections and build bonds and relationships and be able to have people to talk about things with that you wouldn't normally talk about. So, yeah, those are the two things that I actually have coming up.
Did I hear all this magic? Did y'all just hear her say, okay, oh, by the way, you know what I'm saying? By the way, you know, on top of everything else I'm doing, I'm helping sisters get together and heal. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all heard
that's
that other book?
About.
Y'all hear that
it's
other
about
book?
Healing.
You know, sisters healing sisters, the transformative power of sisterhood, sisters healing sisters. Y'all hear that? Man, she's deep. She mad deep. You know what I'm saying? She mad deep.
It's about love and healing.
It's all good. Wow. So, how can people get a hold of you for your products, for your services, you know, all these myriad of services you offer and provide over here? How can people get in contact with you to get themselves together?
So, I do have a website. Everything is not up on there yet, but they can definitely contact me through the website. It is attached to all of my business social media. So it's royalmanifestations.com, royalmanifestations.com. Or if you want to go through Instagram, it's at Royal Manifestations Hair. If you go through Facebook, it is just Royal Manifestations. Or they can contact me, Yvonne Unique, at Yvonne Unique on Instagram, which is E-V-O-N-U-N-I-Q-U-E. And that's about, I'm sorry, U-N-I-I-Q-U-E. It's double I on Instagram. So it's multiple ways. Oh, my gosh. There's so many ways to contact me. So many ways. So my website has everything on there, so they can go there.
I'm saying, go on that website and get familiar. You know what I'm saying? True Neek. Then came up in here and set the world ablaze, set the world on fire. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, we're gonna wrap it up, and I'm gonna let you go do what you gotta do. You got like 50,000 other things to do with the people out here. You know what I'm saying? You're saving lives and all that. You see what I'm saying? So if you got any closing remarks, any acknowledgments, any shout outs, make sure like one of the last things you say is how people can get a hold of you one more time. We got a bunch of people that are listening from all over the planet, and we need them folks to be in tune with what you're doing. So create that motivating vision and promote yourself.
Okay. So, I would just say to anybody who is listening and they are thinking about starting a business for themselves, and it's something that you're passionate about, don't think, just do. And, you know, it's a process, so don't try to rush yourself through the process, because everything happens in divine time. Just go through with it step by step. And that's pretty much all I have to say. Thank you so much for having me on the show. You guys actually put some fire under me to get some things that I needed to get taken care of done. So I would like to say thank you to you for that. But other than that, I can be reached at www.royalmanifestations.com. On Facebook, you can contact me under Yvonne Unique, which is E-V-O-N-U-N-I-Q-U-E on Facebook. Or if you want to contact me on Instagram under my personal page, it's Yvonne Unique, which is E-V-O-N-U-N-I-I-Q-U-E on Instagram. If you want to look at my jewelry and everything, and hair styling and hair products, it would be on Instagram. It's under Royal Manifestations Hair. On Facebook, it's just under Royal Manifestations. And those are all the ways to contact me.
All right, y'all heard it. Get busy, you know what I'm saying? You know, next time you think about eating that chicken, you know what I'm saying? Holler at your sister, man, you know what I'm saying? You can get you some fake chicken for my sister, man, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
They can take... No, I'm you can get you some chicken-ish. You understand what
yeah.
I'm saying? Some chicken-ish.
Some fake chicken. Okay.
I'm bugging. Royal Manifestations. I just love that name. You know what I'm saying? Royal Manifestations, LLC, CEO, Yvonne Unique, a.k.a. True Unique, has been truly remarkable up in this place today. Made my day. Talk Black to Me Tuesdays. About to be Tuesdays up in here. You understand what I'm saying? We about to be Tuesdays instead of Tuesdays in honor of True Neek came through up in here. You understand what I'm saying?
Don't be filling my head up, sir. Don't be messing me up.
Nah, it's been amazing, though. You know, it's been amazing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out to you and your royal fam. You see what I'm saying? Making moves and making ways and creating lanes for our people through a myriad of sensory perceptual views. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So we're going to get up out of here. We got to go. It's a wrap.
Yes, thank you.
We got to drop the mic and walk off the stage. Like, boom, boom, we up out of here. You know what I'm saying?
All right. All right. Well, I'm following you, sir.
Word. All right. So, family.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your day. Peace, sister.
Peace.
All right, fam, we're about to get up out of here. Shout out to Yvonne Unique for coming through with that dynamic story, sharing her perspectives, lessons learned, and all of these amazing, amazing products and services that she provides for the betterment and wellness of our people. So if you like what you heard, you can subscribe to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/DoNowsRadio. That's DoTheKnowledgeRadio. Make sure y'all get a hold of Sis Chanel. If y'all are looking to be a guest on this particular show, Talk Black on Tuesday, or any other day of the week, with the exception of Wednesday, because we have Warrior Wednesday. Hit her up. Shout out to Ori Botanicas, CEO's own Chanel Johnson. Make sure y'all go and schedule your greetings, your consultations. She is a very, very, very dynamic spiritual advisor. So if you're looking for some spiritual guidance, you know, you got some questions in your life, you need some clarity on, Clarity Divinations, Ori Botanica, get these things together, get my sister busy, you know, come through and hear the real. So definitely shout out to her for putting me to work and keeping me surrounded with dynamic people with dynamic stories and providing them a platform to continue to do what they do in the best manner. So we got Warrior Wednesday with our brother King Samir this Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Thursday, we got Ori Botanica, CEO, in the building. Chanel Johnson will be on again with a special surprise for our listening audience, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss this surprise. And also, we're going to be doing a guest review along with some other stuff over here. You understand? So check us out, Black Prosperity Tuesday, Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Liberation Friday episode, we will be with our sister, Amadi, coming back on the platform. Going to be amazing. Going to be amazing. Amazing. It's going to be off the chain. So, yeah, I don't want to miss that. This Friday and Saturday, we got the dynamic duo coming back to bless us one more time. We got Mama Nakia and Majestic Tillman. So we're going to have the Tillman Squadron up in here on this Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going down. And on Sunday, this Sunday coming up, we got our high priestess, Jocelyn, will be in the building. The reincarnated witch will be in the building. You understand? So we got a serious dynamic lineup coming. And we're going to keep on rolling. Next Monday, we got our 900 episode celebration. The 10th, June 10th, 7 p.m. in the building. 900 episodes. So y'all can come through, politic, talk about some of your favorite episodes, ask me some questions, whatever y'all got on your heart. You know, y'all can save it for that Monday. It's going to be a special day, special situation, celebration in between 900 and 1,000 episodes. We're working. The goal, the aim, the mission, we reinvigorated, we recommitted, and we're moving forward. So follow the show on Twitter, at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter, Instagram, KnowledgeBornAlive357 on Instagram, so y'all can stay in tune. And if y'all subscribe here, you get an email reminder of what show we have coming up, because I just gave y'all a bunch of information show-wise, so if you subscribe here, and get an email and let you know when we're going to be on. So again, thank everybody for listening, everybody for tuning in, everybody who came through on the Born Day celebration. I appreciate y'all. That was an amazing little situation right there. And I was definitely feeling, you know, the love and the embrace from the fan bam out there in the streets, you know, in them internet streets. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? So love is always good. So if y'all want to donate to this particular podcast, you could do so via Cash App, Knowledge Born Alive on Cash App, and paypal.me/DoTheKnowledgeRadio. So, you know, y'all could come through, drop a couple coins, you see what I'm saying? Show the platform some love. We're doing some amazing things over the summer, working with different businesses and organizations to combat some of this violence that's taking place, or perpetual violence, or, you know, proposed violence by our youth out here. So we want to do some things, you know, some giveaways, you know, some, you know, situations to where we're dealing with our community and working with them, feeding our youth and uplifting them. So, you know, if y'all want to contribute to that, y'all could do so via those means that I just gave out. So again, one more shout out to Yvonne Unique for coming through. Share this show, like this show. Go back, listen to the archive, take you some notes, get be motivated, be inspired. Continue to be a change agent wherever you are, to whoever you are able to affect. So again, that, say peace, love, black power, and we out of here.
We're grinding, but at what expense? We're gaining status, but losing sense. Getting stacks, but our minds are fence. Souls lens, enlightenment must commence for eternal strength.
The knowledge, then I born the wisdom to get an understanding that we more than land dwelling organisms. It's all designed in a dollar to feed the core addiction. We witness the capitalism mixed with the corporate vision, but waiting for a God to handle it. We form religious and steady conformance equivalent to a form of prison. Are you ready to fight for your position, or are you one of them niggas to steady adapting to the poor condition instead of building with our brothers? We extorting niggas while the queens be running to the abortion clinics. The devil's laughing while they talking Guinness. Living with foreign sinners, portraying our people in a horrid image. Instead of unity, it's more division. We need some more uplifting. Instead of giving in, we're more submission. Of course, it's wicked. It's the land of the torture lynchings. Yo, it's the life that you're forced to live in.
We will stay.
complicated. Liquor stores, sub shops, houses dilapidated. Few positive outlets around to escape the bodies that are dropping. Brothers getting locked in, females obsessed with the way they make their Gucci's pop. With Louis Gucci and Prada dreams. When poppies, all that you've ever seen, get money's the theme by any means. Love lost, trying to survive with wires crossed. We're bugging out in need of a different route. You women give me a shout. A way to keep us from within is to keep us without. It's math. In my habitat is what's causing a habit. Perpetual damage, the effect from our negative habits. Let's change.
Most of the time, when the rain start pouring, or how we grind it made the weather change for us. Most of the time, when the rain start pouring, or how we grind it
made the weather change.
Most of the time, when the rain start pouring, or how we grind it made the weather change for us. Oh, we never change for us. So smile for us when you see us drive for us. Nigga, watch us fall. Stop and start, nigga, not at all. I'm popping bras with Tiny Hog at the shopping mall. All money in the squad, where I'm not involved. Can't pay the cost of floss, I can spot your flaws. SLs with the top and all. Dress well when it's time to ball. Couple hundred for my box of draws. Young nigga used to shop at Ross. First to shoot when it's popping off. Couple times a nigga almost got popped by Ross. Crash unit, buzz cut, ex-marines. Crenshaw, Schwarzenegger, 17. Infant Stone, Lil Shady. Baby boat, the fast lady demonstration. 85 colors with the 380s. Summertime functions, LA streets crazy. Shoot it out, that's what this crew about. Hanging out the cutlass window with the Ruger out. Prove yourself, killers in pursuit of clout. It felt wrong, but who is you to doubt? My master plan was Bob Bound, and then moving south. And hopefully, one day I'll put this music out. Tripping out, seeing how it's moving out. Five spots, nigga moving out. My fan base, I see him moving south. I'm overseas eating fucking kraut. Yeah, so I can tell you what this hustling about. I couldn't tell you what no luck about. I had maps on my wall, nigga. Dope sacks in my drawers. Nigga, look, a lot of stress, I couldn't rest, not at all. Nigga risking everything, trying to ball.
Gotta let it breathe. Put the weed out. Double up. Niggas get it and they fall off. It's cause they all soft. Nigga like me started at the car wash. 8 a.m. and 10 p.m., that's on a rainy day. Wise words from dope boys mean everything. They say it's levels to the street life. Then I seen a bezel with that pink ice. All natural, mama tell you to be careful. In the trap, trapping to increase capital. No longer cruising with the windows down. Hand on the pistol, anticipating the riddle sound. I'm Kanye when it came to Ye. I'm Jay-Z when it came to keys. I'm Snoop when it came to weed. So now they wanna biggie me. As the credit rolls, now the charge is federal. Money bags, I'm placed upon a pedestal. Still on the block in my Reeboks. You ain't even know these was the Basquiat. You ain't really know who really calls shots. Worldwide mastermind number one, all chart.
Reporting live from the lands of the hopeless, representing for the team that won rings with no coaches. We stay strapped and we cocky, so don't approach us. Price Johnson with a big gold chain and Lewis loafers. Been hiding guns in the sofa since toy soldiers. Thunderdomes up at Hyde Park, didn't nobody know us. We took our phase, our introduction was from the shoulders. We was kids, honestly, we just needed someone to hold us. Grinding hard on them corners, we came boulders. Fascinated by the green, all we wanted was Range Rovers. On the block, politicking with brain blowers. Real niggas that got love in their hearts, but can't show it. We live and die for the fame and the lights glowing. Fox Hills buying Jordans, but still the pain showing. When I die, put me next to the dead poets. Tell them God had a plan for me and I didn't know it. Victory.